This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday the United States is on pace to complete evacuation operations from Afghanistan by the August 31st deadline. In televised comments from the White House, Biden said the U.S. has now evacuated more than 70,000 U.S. citizens and Afghans from Afghanistan since August 14th. He said 12,000 of those were moved out on Tuesday alone. Biden said he discussed the evacuation efforts earlier Tuesday with leaders from the G7 allies. That's a group of the world's largest economies. He said so far the Taliban has cooperated with the evacuation efforts. But he said that cooperation is tenuous, and with each day of operations on the ground, there is added risk to U.S. troops. The president said completion of the mission by August 31st depends on continued coordination with the Taliban, including continued access to the airport for evacuees. At Tuesday's daily White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said evacuations of Americans and others who aided the U.S. effort in Afghanistan will likely end before August 31st to give the military time to remove its own troops. The White House COVID-19 response team reported Tuesday there's been considerable progress in the last month in getting vaccinations into the nation's least vaccinated populations. During a briefing, White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients told reporters more than 6 million vaccinations were delivered in the past week. That's the highest total vaccinations since the beginning of July. He said three of the last 7 days had rates of more than 1 million vaccinations per day. It's the first time that has happened since June. More on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Media rights organizations say the Taliban have searched the homes or offices of at least 5 journalists in Afghanistan over the past week. The International Federation of Journalists reports that on Friday, armed men searched a property belonging to the head of Anikas TV, an independent station in Afghanistan. They removed office equipment and took his vehicle as well, according to the IFJ. The station had stopped broadcasting, and that journalist had gone into hiding over concerns for his safety. The IFJ also reported that gunmen have killed 4 Anikas employees, all of them women, since December. The German broadcaster Deutsche Welle reported that homes belonging to Deutsche Welle journalists and a freelancer it employs were also searched in recent days, and a relative of one reporter was killed. VOA confirmed in Kabul at least 2 cases of journalists being harassed by the Taliban. In both cases, the reporters were questioned about stories that were critical of the Taliban. Last week, a Taliban spokesman said media were free to report and that the Taliban have offered amnesty to those who've worked with the United States or Western governments. This Tuesday, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told reporters the Taliban would remove its forces from areas near media offices and, in his words, quote, you can work freely. In a news conference, Mujahid told a female reporter, there is no crime in being a journalist. You have nothing to fear. Prosecutors in the United States are discussing a plea deal for a Missouri man who participated in the deadly January 6th riot on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol building. Isaac Yoder, a locksmith from Missouri, has pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor charges that include violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. At a hearing Tuesday before a district judge, Assistant U.S. Attorney Mona First said discussions had begun about a possible resolution without a trial. In Yoder's case, the FBI said Yoder has admitted to investigators that he entered the Capitol on January 6th. Multiple photographs have been published of Yoder dressed as George Washington, the nation's first president, in what appears to be the Capitol building on January 6th. To date, 615 people have been charged with an array of criminal offenses linked to the incident on the Capitol grounds. Charges range from trespassing in a secure area to attacking police. About 40 of the rioters have pleaded guilty so far. Some of them face potential prison sentences of 3 to 4 years. The U.S. envoy to Pyongyang said Tuesday that the United States supports humanitarian aid for North Korea, regardless of progress on the country's denuclearization. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.